Welcome back to the Sustainable Development Podcast Show. Your host, Scott Speaking, coming at you with the latest information in the field. Today, we'll talk about something some of you may not know about, hydrogen energy. As the world becomes more and more conscious of its resource consumption, many international leaders and people in high positions are trying to make steps to correct this potentially dangerous problem. Bringing together some of the world's greatest minds, you might be asking what cutting-edge ideas and solutions they are working on to reduce our resource usage or make it more efficient. While this problem is so big that it became one of the main goals in the UN Millennium List, officials constantly worked on this list to reflect current and recent trends and events in the world. The pressing environmental challenges that we are facing need more attention than just UN funding for research. The research that is being collected now also needs to be implemented within the coming years, according to the UN. By 2030, the UN plans to implement international cooperation agreements to share findings in clean energy technology. This will make it easier to find renewable energy sources and more efficiently retrieve them. They also plan on promoting investments in energy infrastructures around the world. A great up-and-coming renewable energy source is hydrogen. With hydrogen being such a common resource within our environment, we think it's crazy that engineers have only recently started applying it. With some modification to the conventional hybrid engine, scientists and engineers have been able to create a fully hydrogen-powered car motor. Toyota is one, for example. By combining hydrogen and oxygen together, it's possible to create a combustion reaction that produces clean byproducts. These byproducts are water, heat, and electricity, which in turn powers the engine. So what makes these cars fueled by hydrogen energy more efficient than other types? Hydrogen-powered energy is not only environmentally friendly because of the clean byproducts, but it's also very fuel efficient, getting about 70 miles on 1 gallon of hydrogen. We interviewed an expert in the field who says that this is the future. Hello, Mr. Dreeman. We are glad that you're with us today.
Hello, I'm glad to be talking to you guys about this emerging field.
We understand that hydrogen energy is a pretty new concept that scientists just as yourself are developing. Can you tell us a little about what goes on in the engine and how it's able to be so much more efficient than traditional fossil fuel ones?
Fuel cells are the latest, most innovative way of capturing and producing hydrogen-powered energy. These cells utilize the mechanism similar to primary cells, which is more like an electricity generator rather than a normal battery. They consist of cathodes and anodes that provide the constant flow of hydrogen and oxygen. Oxidation happens at the cathode, so electrons are produced and are attracted to the anode. Water is produced at the anode. With this, we assume the efficiency of the cell could be up to 70%. Also, because a fuel cell contains many of these small cells, a fuel cell can generate enough clean power to actuate vehicle.
Those are some lofty claims. Has your research facility benefited from support by the UN and its encouragement for sustainable development?
We have definitely benefited from the support by the UN. We are pleased that many companies, especially in the automotive industry, are taking advantage of hydrogen as a fuel source due to the need for more efficiency. This is one of the many steps available to companies that are inclined to be more environmentally conscious.
Well, that is great to hear, and I hope that it works out to everyone's benefit.
Thank you, Scott. Glad to be on the show.
It's been a pleasure having you on, Mr. Green. And to the audience, on behalf of the whole podcast crew, thanks for listening. Until next time, we're signing off.